Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you some demagoguery. This sedra over here. This sedra we're coming to is many, many topics. Everybody talks about the Akeda. Now, we're going to talk about Rabbi Shurkin's love for Bala Batra, my great infatuation with Bala Batra. Okay. Give me a Gemara Sanhedrin. Give me a Gemara Sanhedrin. And a Chumash this week said, Gemara Sanhedrin. The last part of Sanhedrin, again, how do you become a Bailam? Who said this? Who said it? Let's see over here, Gemara Sanhedrin. If it's time to go over, we'll finish the Gemara to the end. Tzaytes Amit Beis. Elo Shalem Chelch, all Jews have a Chelch Olam Abba. Besides. Right. Besides who? What does the Mishnah say? Did not have a Chelch Olam Abba. Okay, that's Perek Chelch. The Elo She'ein Lehem Chelek Olam Haba. Apicurus. Well, Apicurus. Whoa. What's an Apicurus? Zarathustra said he met Gedolei HaDor who Apicurus him. Soon see why. What's an Apicurus? Gemara says, very famous Gemara this. Right. Very famous Gemara. It says, what's an Apicurus? It says, on the bottom, Tzai Tessam and Vez, Mantano, going honey the Amri, Maya Hanulon Rabbanon. What are these yeshiva guys, color guys helping us? Maya Hanulon Rabbanon. They did the whole Karol. All during the whole day, they're learning Chumash. The day tunnel, learning Gemara. They're not helping us at all. Maya Hanulon Rabbanon. This is over here. I'm going to have an example over here. Hani the Bay, Binyamin. Anyway, Damri. Maya Hanulon Rabbanon. Lailam. They didn't tell us, and no nice coolest. The Oslan Yama. Right. That's my home, Rabbanon. Right. Over here, how do they say that in common? That's much better, by the way, when I was a kid. Right, what word would they use? My Hanulon Rabbanon starts with a P.
Harris.
What's that so fast over here? What's been thinking of that to say it so fast over here? Parasites. What's my answer? Right. Someone said, besides Bizoin HaTaira, Sha'ibim Magala Pam Shal Taira, Shaloi Kalocha. Why? Because besides the chutzpah, the yichsiv, I told you this many times, pasuk in Yirmiyah, in loy brisi yom v'layla, if not for my covenant of Torah, which is learned yom v'layla, chukas shmayim v'aretz loy samti. Why is the world existing? Why? My harabanam, why is the world existing? Because the Rabbanon, who are learning, Rashi, Shemahanin Lailam, Mlebrisi in the Lailo, Shemahanin Lailam, Makaiman, who I made Lamahani Midi. Right. If not for them, I once read somewhere, I didn't find it, that in kind of the logic that says, why are there time zones? Why are there time zones? To make sure every minute of the day someone's learning. Because if 1 minute a day you're not learning, huh? What's happened? No world. That's with the time zones. I remember there's a famous Maggid, Shlomo Shvadron. You heard of him at Maggid's table? And he spoke in Flatbush, I remember. He was a heavy man. And he said, the whole world rests on people learning. So he says, the whole world is on the shoulders of Talmud Chacham. He's a heavy guy. He says, we battles for a second, 1,000 people will die, fall off. But he battles another second, another 500 people fall. He's keeping the world alive over here. It's very interesting to watch this guy. Anyway, what's more, it says a pasuk in Tanakh. And Lord Brisi and Valai Lachugish Mayim Varat Loy Samti. Oh. So therefore, now we understand why the Chshivas are Torah and why you're keeping the world going. Mamish. That's what you have to learn. Now you're Mekayim the world. That's what you have to learn. Right? Wrong. Wrong. As a matter of fact, there's another pasuk. And this week's Sedra, so I'm speaking about this. Another pasuk. A second. Here, this week's Sedra. What did the Kodesh Baruch Hu say about if there be 50 people in the city? What did he say? When the sasi the call hamakim bavuram, I will not destroy the stone of Amora, because of these Talmidei Chachamim, these 50 tzaddikim, I won't destroy the city. Right. The sasi the chol hamakim bavuram. This week's Sedra. Nasasi the chol hamakim bavuram. As a matter of fact, what I've seen this Gemara different. All the Rishonim say, what is the mila of having these 50 tzaddikim, or 10 it became, right? Well, how does that work? Why does Hashem forgive Stoyim v'Amora if they would have 10 tzaddikim? So, all the Rishonim say, the Seicha Eir, that what's going to happen? Don't kill them. They'll do tshuva. The tzaddikim will make them do tshuva and don't have a... So don't destroy Stein. They say, B'soich here, not someone who stays. All the Hashem say that they're staying aside. If you read the words of the Gemara, it's wrong. Nasasi l'chol ha'mokim bavurom. If that's the pshat, they're going to do tshuva. It's not bavurum. The answer is real pshat. Hashem wants to kill the Rishayim. Right. But in the pasuk in Mishlei, b'avoid Rishayim Rina. It's a great day when Rishayim die. Elamai, the more says in the Baba Kama, when the virus is let loose, it kills tzaddikim too. So I can't kill Hashem by killing the Rishayim, which I want to do. I'm going to have to kill tzaddikim also. I don't want to do. So what do you do here? You have to weigh. What's more important? The big mitzvah, joint mitzvah of killing Rishayim, or the joint mitzvah of saving tzaddikim? And Rishayim, you're mitzvah of killing the Rishayim. Oh. So the Rishonim like that. What wins? Saving the tzaddikim. Even though by the mikra, but you know, mevatel the tremendous simcha of killing tzaddikim. That's the pshat is that they need to do tshuva. They're not going to do tshuva. Right. What's going to do tshuva? And they're not telling shenishbis, they're not going to do tshuva. Correct. Right. But still, since the virus, the COVID will be let loose from China, it's going to kill everybody. It's like a ship. There are rishayim in a ship. And tzaddikim. I want to make a hole in the ship to kill the rishayim. They should drown. You can't. Why can't you? Because the tzaddikim will drown. So that outweighs the mitzvah of killing the rishayim, saving the tzaddikim. Not because they didn't know the truth over here. All right. Anybody from Eish HaTorah over here? Anyway, yeah? Correct. So, that's how the Mayahan Rabbanim, because of them, you're saved. Because of them, you're saved, right? Of course. Of them, you're saved. We want the Malach Moses to let loose. So it's the Mayahan Rabbanim. And me, Gmor Psochem. And now we'll Gmor Psochem. Big Hashkofa now. Big Hashkofa coming. If not for my Torah, I would not make the world. It's true. Torah, gracious, never alone. There's a Gemara in Samachesim and Beis in Psochem. Fantastic, we should go to the whole Gemara over here. Rab Sheshes, Kol Tlos in Yoimin, all 30 days, Mahadalei, the Talmudei. He finished Talmud, you know? Every 30 days. Right. Every 30 days, Mahadalei, the Talmudei. V'toli, v'koi, v'dib, ibn Dasha, he stood by the door, what's the idea of the idea, by the door, and he said, oh, Chadoi Nafshi, says to himself, Chadoi Nafshi, Simchi Nafshi. Hey, says to himself, be happy, says to himself, be happy. He says, L'cho Kroi, L'cho Tanoi. I worked all 30 days. Tereshim Ksav says to him, of course of you. The different parts of the people. Of course of you. I learned all 30 days. Tereshim Ksav and Tereshim Alper. Vishulcha, Vatsuchacha. See, rejoice all you. Rejoice all me. Rejoice. Right. Yay. Right. Patting himself on the back. Right. Congratulations. Every 30 days says to himself, congratulations. I finished Shas for you. I finished Tosh Miksal for you. Congratulations. Back to my Akasha. What do you mean? Amy. The Omer of Eloza, the Molly Torah, but this guy was Shemayim Voret. There's no world today without learning. Shinema, and Le Brisi Yim of Elayla. Hook is Shemayim Voret, Le Samti. What do you say to yourself? I learned for you. You already seen that pasuk, right? What do you see in the pasuk? He ain't hanor, but Talmud Torah elo loim de Torah levadom. Egomaniac over here, egocentric egomaniac. You're keeping the world going. What is with myself? You're keeping the world going. What's my answer? What's Gemara answer? Gemara says, "Any, I'm Rabbi Lada. I'm only telling the Skam Shmaya Vorat. Shenema, I'm like Risi and Velayla. Shmaya Vorat says something. Meikara ki Ovid Ine Shadayta the Nafshe Kovid. Meikara ki Ovid Inish Adayta the Nafshe Kovid. Meikara 10 times. Ovid Inish Adayta the Nafshe." You don't learn for other people keeping them alive. You don't care if they're alive or dead. Why do you learn? That you should be a Talmud Chacham, you. Right. I couldn't care less. Right. As you know, I'm into Michal Krovim, not Kirov Rechokim. Right. Right. Mishvili Nivra Olam. Egmi Kara Ki Ovid Inish. That's the next word. Adaita Nafshi Kovid. Again, Nachamal. Right. Correct. Moses says that he has money to learn. He was to pay for his son to be a Talmud Chacham. Who do you spend the money on? Who? Who Lomoid? Lomoid Lomoid. Who kind of Lomoid? I sit in my house all the time. Right. Correct. Who Lomoid? Who kind of Lomoid? I'd like to enough to COVID. Listen, if I'm saving people, why not? I went to the Rav Shul 25 years. Many, many boys with lives were changed. Famous boys, Bilam Donim. Right. I was totally not interested in that at all. It was not my intention at all. I want to learn. If they came to me, I'm not going to chase them away. Understand? Correct. I'm not going to chase them away. Mikora, if you're an Inish, you're mechuyev to be a selfish brat. That's your chiyev. To be a selfish brat. Hear that? I have to learn. If the world's being saved, okay, machna. Why not? Hear that? I remember one summer, I started the summer shiva by the Rav. I said, Rebbe, I have to eat in the summer also. Anyway, bring a group, and I'll give a shiur. 5 hours every day in the sun, yeah. Anyway, I had no money. I was broke. Well, I didn't go any coil. I was going to the Rav shiur. So I called Boston and Rebbe. I said, I want to come to Boston. I have no money. Do you have any job for me, maybe? In the off hours? Yeah, call the restaurant. I'm having in the summer, a yeshiva, and you give a shiur for the Bali Tshuva. It was wonderful. Anyway, all right, these boys from MIT, brilliant guys. The guys were eating chazi yesterday. By the end of the summer, they were all yeshiva guys. I did not mention Hashem once. What's the extra word in this Rashi? What's the extra word in this Taisvus? And they loved it, and they became yeshiva light. Anyway, I come home, I get a phone call. Yeah, it's Rabbi Shurkin, yes. The bells of Rebbe sent us to talk to you. We want to meet with you. Belzerev. Right. Okay. Make a point to come to my house, committee. We heard of your phenomenal success in the Busman Baal Tshuva Yeshiva. The Belzerev is starting a Baal Tshuva Yeshiva, Terev Amunah. And he wants you to be Rosh Yeshiva of the Baal Tshuva Yeshiva. So I said to myself, oh, do they have the wrong guy over here? I told some Baba Meiser. Hear that? But, Mikoroki Ovid, I'd like to not be COVID. If you wouldn't have paid me, I wouldn't have done it. Yeah. Anyway, that's the aside. You have to be selfish. Right? It's a Mishnah in Avos. Mina Neely. Mealy, correct? Correct. So you become a chosen. Shana v'shana. But I told my wife, if I stay home shana v'shana, you will not be a shana shniyah. Correct. Fine. That's the Gemara over here. You're saving people. Very nice. Very nice. Right? The moral language. However, Mikoro. Here's the Gemara. Daf. Samaches Mebeiz. Ki Ovid Inish. A Daitan and Naf Sheikha Ovid. I look. All the first, no one said, dare say a word. You know why? You're afraid of the wives over there. Anyway, you know that. He's so he's in learning Torah over here. You have to be. When I got married, I said to my wife, you will be the second most important person in my life. The second one. Right. Get that? And you think I'm so much in love with the Rav. The Rav said, Shirkin exploits me like Black Africa. That's again. Simchei Nafshei. Right. So, if in the middle of the book, rejoice, O youth. The Gemara's heart, rejoice yourself. That's rejoice. Rejoice yourself. Right? Okay. Back to the next day.